If you're searching all around for holiday gift ideas, just like Ben trying to find that last idol, check out our special offers holiday gift page on robhasawebsite.com. Check out all of the holiday offers from our sponsors, plus all of the great deals on amazon.com by going to our special holiday gifts page at robhasawebsite.com/gifts. That's robhasawebsite.com/gifts.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
Yes, that's right, Stephen Fishback. We are down to the final five in dramatic fashion.
Wow. Dramatic.
Hey, don't do that. It wasn't that big a deal. Knock it off.
That was so funny. I think that was like the first time ever that we've seen someone like neg someone's theatrics.
Yeah, it's like something you would do.
It's something Sophie would do. I wish I would have the wherewithal to do that. Yeah.
It was a little bit of a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment where Ben made like this big dramatic play and Chrissy was like, it wasn't that bit dramatic of a moment. It wasn't that big a deal. I mean, in reality, it was. I mean, it really was when Ashley can't find her words and Ryan is calling it a Ben bomb. It was a funny moment, but I think it was a big deal.
Clearly a big deal, you know, in as much as the person who they wanted to go home was not going home. And the other cool thing, which I thought was even cooler than Ben playing his idol, which granted was like really cool, was the way Devin kind of like forced him to play it because, I was just writing this in my blog that for the past, you know, for 16 seasons, ever since Russell, I think Russell was the first one to wear the idol around his neck. And basically, whenever anyone does that move, they continue to get to wear the idol and they don't play it, meaning they like use the idol successfully as a bluff and they still don't get voted out and they got the idol for the next week. And Devin may have changed the course of all of that by saying, hey everybody, just because he has an idol around his neck doesn't mean he's gonna play it. He basically like forces Ben to play it, which was great, and just shows, you know, tremendous on the spot thinking from Devin, as we saw from Ashley. It can be very hard in those moments to stay present and have a smart course of action.
So you feel like that just because Devin asked the question, how do we know he's going to play it, that was the game-changing move? Because I feel like if anything, if you're going to award a game-changing move tonight, it was Ben playing the idol before people have voted. I think
why is that better for Ben to play the idol beforehand? Isn't it better for him to take the risk?
Well, to take the risk what? Of not playing it? I mean, I feel like at that point,
he's sort of
committed to play. He loses the ability to, like last week, dictate the person who was going home if the votes are not split. But because they were flushing the idol anyway, he didn't lose anything by doing that.
Well, what he loses is the alliance turning on itself, right? What he loses is that extra 10 minutes of scrambling where they're all like, hey, let's vote out Mike. And then Mike's like, wait, I was the next one to go?
Oh, I feel like gained that by playing it before the vote. By basically saying...
Right. I guess either way. I see what you're saying, though.
Yes, well, you're here. You're getting too far ahead of ourselves. We got a lot of stuff to talk through tonight. And we've got a really fun episode of Survivor as we head into the final five in what I think has turned into a really good, maybe even... Can we say great? Is this great Survivor season? Very
good. tonight changes my opinion. I was like building, like my hype level
was
building.
Is on the line. Rob, it's not that good. It's not, it's look, let's not get carried away. It was one good episode. Okay. All right. Sorry, Chris.
Buzz Killington.
Yeah. All right. But we've got a lot of stuff to get through, and we will have an exit interview with Ashley coming up tomorrow on the podcast. Very excited to hear from her, who she's mad at. She's even very, she gave the Heisman to Devin on the way
the
out
Heisman.
The door.
Yeah,
I always forget which way it goes.
Not the Heisman. Yeah.
And he... That's
Jessica you're thinking of.
Yes. Yeah. Jessica from Big Brother.
No, from
Cody.
Survivor.
There's plenty of Jessicas and Hyman talk all the way through RHAP this season. Steve.
Oh, good.
2017.
I feel like I've missed out.
Hand in hand. That being said, Stephen, so we will have Ashley on the podcast, and then we will have, I'm very excited, your friend and mine. Basically, we're both equal friends with this man. Jeremy Collins is going to be joining us on the podcast on Thursday.
Sweet. Yes. Did he play an idol for you, Rob? I don't think he ever played an idol for you.
Yeah.
And Rob, I have some exciting Survivor news. I just saw this Survivor themed movie about Survivor of the Philippines. Yes, it was about the Tandang tribe on Survivor of the Philippines and about how they were so dominant before the merge. And after the merge, they all fell apart. And it was about one guy's attempt to keep it all together, that Tandang tribe. It was called The Disaster Artist.
The Disaster Artist. The Disaster Artist. Hey, look, hashtag artist was right. That's a thing now. So, good word. That was a really long way to go for that.
I thought it was worth it, though, right?
Yeah, worth the ride. Yeah. Anyway, so we have that. And then Mike Bloom on the Survivor voicemails coming up this week as well. So get your feedback questions in. We'll record with him over the weekend. Steven, let's talk through this idol play tonight, because there's a lot of interesting little nuggets there. And starting with, we did not get to see Ben finding the idol, Stephen. Not since Amanda Kimmel found an idol, I believe, at the final. I believe it was also at the final six back in Survivor Micronesia.
Five.
Was it five? Because Eric, I thought five was when Eric gave away the necklace.
Oh, Ceree was going to flip. Maybe it was.
It was six.
Okay, you're right. It was six.
So. Yes, it was not since then. And this was something that we talked about, especially Josh and I went through it in the Evolution of Strategy talking about this. And this was very exciting to not know if he had. I mean, I felt like there was zero doubt whether or not he had it. There seemed to be, I think, more doubt in my mind whether or not Amanda had it back in Micronesia. But did you like the stylistic device to not let us see? Or do you feel like that we were robbed of this was a really high stakes moment, not unlike what Jeremy and Kelly did back in Second Chances? And then to miss the reveal, the death-defying reveal, did we get robbed of something?
Well, I don't know if they could have had great footage of it, right? Because if a camera, right? So the moment was the couple of the guys are talking by the shelter, and you've got Ben lying there on the shelter, kind of like trying to reach through the bamboo logs to like get under the shelter. If a camera had gone over and like shot under the shelter at that point, people's attention would have gone there. So I don't think they could have gotten good footage of that without completely blowing up his spot.
Yeah, that's a great point. So if he has it, he reaches under the bamboo, he has it, his hand is under a hat, then he like reaches down and puts the idol in his pocket. If we can't clearly see what's going on there, then yes, this was probably the better way to show this.
But it's not like, you know, a full genius style flashback. That would be the dream, yes. Right? The genius style flashback. Yeah. I liked the did he or didn't he? I mean, it was pretty clear that he did, right? Like there was no way that he was not going to get that idol.
Yeah. So he definitely had it. And then it comes up at the tribal council about, does he have the idol? Does he not have the idol? He ends up pulling it out. He puts it on his necklace. I'm not going home tonight. And definitely, as you mentioned, we have seen a number of players do this, not just Russell. Malcolm did this quite a bit in the Philippines 10 seasons ago. And they said, well, there's no guarantee that he's going to play it. And he said, okay, well, let me take this out of the equation. Let me go and play my idol, play my necklace before the votes are cast. Now, this was another Survivor first. We have never seen an idol played before the votes are cast. Steven, did you feel like that this was something that was out of bounds, that Ben should not have been allowed to play the necklace before the votes were cast?
You know what? It didn't bother me because it's like he gave it to Jeff. There, you know, if it was a bluff, obviously giving it to Jeff before the votes is the worst time, right? Like, this is not like some move that somehow in the future is going to completely invalidate idol bluffs.
Yeah. Well, there was no way to bluff once he gave it to Jeff. Now, we, as you were asking on Twitter right before we came on, have we ever seen this attempted before? And so
I didn't ask that. Someone else asked that. Okay. And you said you knew the answer, but didn't want to share it on Twitter because he needed to save up the mojo for the know-it-all.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give my takes away on Twitter and then come out here and be like you with, like, as I said in my column this week.
Listen, I got so many takes, I don't need to save them up for the
Yeah, you're like Ben playing all your takes before we get the tribal council, before we count the votes. But so back in Survivor Worlds Apart, Joey Amazing, your friend and mine, that he also made a fake idol back in that season. And so much like when I believe it was Cole this season, that everybody was accusing him of having the idol. So he was going through with, okay, well, I guess I really do have the idol. He made a fake idol and then he had given it to Mike Holloway and basically had said, hey, if you let me stay another round, I'll let you keep this idol. But Mike Holloway took out Joey Amazing's fake idol and said, Jeff, can you validate this for me? Again, our other friend who was with us last week in Austin, Mike Holloway. And Jeff said that he could not validate a fake idol, or he could not validate an idol.
But Mike didn't play it, right? So I think that was the big issue, is that Mike didn't play it. Like, if he played it, I mean, maybe he would. And also, yeah, he didn't play it. The end.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that, but now that I'm saying validate, I feel like that maybe Tony used that word, but anyway, one way or the other, that, yeah, he was not allowed to do that before, but, he could have, whether or not he could have played it at that tribal council before the votes were read, that would be another question. And then he did try to play it on, again, your friend and mine, Will Sims, at the tribal council. And it was not a real idol.
Right, but it wasn't like he got a check before, you know, playing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't think that there was anything wrong with this. I think that this was a an interesting evolution in terms of what you can do. And I did think that it did accelerate the action in terms of, like, hey, I'm not going home no matter what. Whereas that we saw back in, you know, different tribal councils before, the Three Amigos, for one, where they're saying, hey, we're voting for Philip. And everybody's like, well, we don't know if everybody still vote for them. Everybody stay the course. Philip himself was saying that. So now that he takes himself out of the way instead of everybody, okay, well, let's keep the target still on Ben. Everybody still vote for Ben. He made it where they had to vote for one of the other people.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, there's some argument to be made for just like keeping the ambiguity, but I agree. Then it gives them sort of the out to be like, yeah. So that's a good point. I'm convinced. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a scenario like last week where nobody knew he had the idol, to play it beforehand would have then taken away that strategic advantage he had to pick the person to go home. But at the point that they're splitting the votes, then he really was able to drive a wedge there into that alliance. Now, ultimately, we saw Chrissy the whole episode saying that she wanted to go after Ashley. Devin seemed like he was more interested in potentially getting rid of Mike rather than Ashley, but Ashley is the person to go home. Do you feel like that Devin has really screwed up this situation?
Well, why is that? I mean, I don't understand. This was, I mean, what was Devin supposed to do here, right? So did Devin screw up the situation? I mean, I think you need to step back and, like, did Chrissy screw up the situation? Yes! What are they doing voting for Ashley? How is that not even our lead? Like, instead of anybody else, you know, I mean,
well, I will, like, disagree. Okay, will you finish? Well,
let me rant here, Rob. You know, it can be very hard on our side of the TV screen to know how the contestants truly rank who the biggest threats are. But with you know, three votes left, a final three. You got to get rid of people who are jury threats at this point. You only have a limited number of votes. And as I can certainly attest, you know, you're not going to be able to get rid of all your threats in time. And to not get rid, to choose Ashley, who, you know, from where I'm sitting, still looks like the biggest jury goat there, the least threatening jury person there. I mean, Chrissy and Ryan also are pretty non-threatening, but you got Dr. Mike, you got Devin. Vote out one of them guys. Like Dr. Mike is a great case to make for the jury. What are you doing wasting a vote on Ashley?
I don't know. I thought that Chrissy had set up a final three with Ryan and with Devin at that point. And then if you're getting rid of somebody from the other three, you're setting up a five. You have the majority. She has potentially herself and Devin to go up against Ben and potentially beat him in immunity challenges. I don't think she necessarily cares what the order they go out in. She feels like, okay, I've got Devin and Ryan locked up at this point. I need to get rid of Ashley because the biggest threat to that is Devin getting back together with Ashley. If there's already a wedge, and she really, I thought, did a great job when they had to make that joint decision and getting Ashley upset with Devin. I don't know how calculated that was, but once that other, I mean, they were basically, they talked about it at the tribal council. There's this pair, which is Ryan and Chrissy, and then another pair, which was Devin and Ashley, and Chrissy effectively drove a wedge into the other pair and then picked up Devin and now has a three heading into the final five. So I thought that Chrissy really did come out ahead tonight.
Well, that's fine if you think it's a smart decision for Chrissy to go to the end with Devin, which I do not necessarily agree with. I mean, from in my mind, you know, we have a lot of knowledge that the contestants don't have. But, you know, everyone seems to love Devin. You know, how many people this season, well, right now, not Ashley, but how many people this season, you know, Joe going into that feast, so I need to like curry favor with Devin. You know, so many people this season have said how much they love and respect Devin. Why would you want that guy to be the one you go to the final three with? I mean, wouldn't it be so much better to go with Ashley? And if you have that opportunity now to vote out Devin or Ashley, why wouldn't you vote out Devin?
Devin's made some enemies now. I think you're talking about Devin from like 3 weeks ago. I think that Devin has pissed some people off now along the way.
Well, we've seen him piss off Ashley, but who else is he pissed off?
I mean, you don't think that Joe is annoyed with him after that Joe and Mike were voting with them? I mean, Mike may not love Devin at this point. So I think that definitely the goodwill has been turning against him. And I think that Chrissy is just feeling like, hey, I was on the bottom a tribal council ago, so I'm fine to get to the final three with whoever. Whereas a week ago, I don't think we would have thought of Chrissy and Ryan as having a shot to get to the final three. And now I feel like that they're the favorites to get to the final three.
But you're saying it's a good move for them to put themselves in a position where they're in a losing position. I mean, I think it's a good, you know, I can't necessarily endorse something that says, great, here's your path to the final three.
Well, maybe they vote out Devin at four. You know, I mean, that they're.
They have Ben and Mike in the game still. In my position now at the final five, those guys can't win. They have three, from my perspective, and I could be wrong, they Chrissy and Ryan, as soon as they vote out Ashley, are left with three people, all of whom will beat them.
You just don't know that to say that. Just because Joe said that Ashley was a goat at some point in time, Desi could have strong feelings that Cole could like Ashley.
From my perspective. I agree. We don't know. I mean, you know, I remember Sophie came home after Survivor South Pacific and said, you know, if Brandon Hantz made it to the end, everyone would vote for him. You know, we don't know as viewers who the contestants really think. You know, people are amazed whenever I tell them that Coach Wade could have won the token chains, you know, if he'd made it to the end. So,
All right, let's talk about Ben. And I want to give Ben credit for a couple of different things tonight. One, I want to give him more credit retroactively for picking Lauren as the person to go home with his one vote, where Devin was like, should have picked me, bro. It's like, well, no, that he made the absolute right decision to pick Lauren, who has won more immunity challenges and then also had the extra vote advantage. So potentially she really could have dictated whatever happened at that vote had Ben not been immune, or whatever the group of three tried to do with her extra vote. So that was really the right call there. But then the blue collar work ethic he showed, Stephen, of continuing to look for the idol. Why on earth? And I know Dr. Mike said I looked for it all over the place. Everybody else said we looked for the idol all over the place. But when you have that guy, you know, dead to rights, and then, you know, you have the ability to follow him around. I mean, yeah, what what else was anybody doing?
It's incredible to me, Rob. I mean, that to me is, and I rant about this in my blog, so, you know, FYI. That to me is some of the worst play that I've ever seen. Just not like, you know, and you've seen people in the past follow people around for idols. Andrea followed Malcolm around. I followed Joey Amazing around Cambodia.
Andrew Savage stalked you around the island.
Yeah. But, you know, it's established gameplay. And you've got a guy who's the biggest threat in the game. You've got a guy who was your next target. And you've got a guy who's unquestionably out there looking for that idol, which he just played last week and is likely back in the game. It's crazy to me that someone they were not just constantly following him around.
Even at the beginning of the episode, Chrissy woke up and was like, oh my God, where's Ben? He's looking for the idol. It's like, well, I'm going to bank on that he's not going to find the idol. Well, that's not a plan. That's hope. That's
and
hope.
Mike says that too. And Ben himself is like, these guys are really dumb for not following me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what does it hurt? What does it just keep an eye on him?
I mean, the only argument I can make, and again, like, I think this is like mind-bogglingly stupid, is that they don't want to be the one following Ben around and then have the rest of the contestants say, hey, you know, Mike is off with Ben all the time. Maybe we should split the votes on Mike because it seems like they're all off together. Like, when you're at the final, when you're at the stage in the game, if you're away from that big group, you very easily could be the next one voted out.
How about a buddy system? How about a page out of the Boston Rob book? Take turns, pairs of two, follow Ben around all day.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good move.
Would not have been bad. Steven, do we know at what point in the episode cycle the idol gets hidden? Is it possible that Ben was looking for an idol? Like, they go to tribal council at nighttime. Has this ever been spoken of, that does the idol get hidden at some point when the survivors are coming back from tribal council to the camp? Like, or is it hidden overnight from the next day until, or does it maybe not get back into play for a day or two?
Yeah. Just not in I think, I can't speculate. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's a question for one of the Jeff Probst interviews to ask if we got an answer to that. And then I really did think that Ben did a good job in front of the jury. I do think that that's a thing. And Steven, you tell me, as somebody who was, you know, sitting on the jury for a period of time in Survivor Second Chance, when a person is out there saying like, hey, I want to shake things up, does that sit well with the jury? Because I feel like on TV it does, where I feel like that the jury wants to see the status quo upset.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly right. The jury roots for the underdogs. They want to see the status quo upset. Also, like, they want to see the people who are smug and on top get their comeuppance, and they just want to like see something exciting happen, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. And I do feel like that Ben was giving them good theater in terms of like, hey, let's play the game. Let's make a move. And while it's not effective to get anybody to ever switch, nobody's like, all right, you're right. You know what? You made a good
yeah,
point.
Let's make a move.
Let's do that. But I do feel like that for the jury, that Ben, if he can get, not only does he have this story, but I think that also the jury, I think, is rooting for him.
Yeah. I mean, I think some more than others, right? I mean, we've certainly seen that Joe is not necessarily rooting for Ben, and who knows if Lauren is rooting for Ben at this point. You know, she got pretty screwed over by him. But, you know, some of the jury is probably rooting for Ben, and probably the fact that he's out there fighting against the odds. You know, I think it's like, the obvious comparison is Mike Holloway in Worlds Apart, who wasn't necessarily the most liked contestant. In fact, it seemed like most of the contestants disliked him, but just based on the way he beasted out to the end, you had to give the guy the votes. And I felt that way about Joy Amazing too, who I thought, like, if that guy makes it to the end winning all these immunities, I got to vote for him regardless of, you know, anything else.
We also saw at that tribal council where once Ben plays his idol, he says, you know, who are you guys going to vote for? He points to Dr. Mike. He says, Dr. Mike is the guy. Nobody else jumps on that except for Ashley. Even Ben himself ended up voting for Ashley. Do you feel like, was there a compelling pitch made by Dr. Mike, do you think, that we didn't get to see? How did all of the votes end up landing on Ashley?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about in the past how a lot of the times people vote for just like whoever else's name is out there. And so I really bet that just the fact that Chrissy was pushing Ashley so hard led to that Ashley vote. It's also possible that they did want, like, that the plan going into tribal was to flush a Ben idol, and still to vote for Ashley. So we don't know that that wasn't the plan, right? They might have been planning to vote for Ashley all along, just they wanted to really flush Ben's idol out. But how Ben knew about that, not clear. Yeah, that's, I mean, I think that we just like missed that for maybe when Ashley went up to vote, they were all like, you know, she was first, right? It's dangerous to be first to vote. You want to be last.
Yeah. I think that maybe Ryan was first, but she might have been second.
Yeah.
Could we talk about the decision of Devin to end up switching to side with Ryan and Chrissy, effectively now go all the way back with a group that he was with earlier in the game that he ended up betraying a couple of votes ago when he made that switch with Lauren and Ashley back at 9? To me, I don't really understand why we talked about it from the Chrissy perspective, but from the Devin perspective, why go with Chrissy and Ryan over Ashley and Dr. Mike?
Well, there's two things, right? And I think the first thing is whenever anyone proposes anything to you, the answer is always yes, right?
Right.
Chrissy comes to Devin at that reward and says, you know, what about us in the final three? He's like, yeah, of course, I'd love that. Who knows if that's his real plan? But that said, let's say they do eliminate Ben and you have a final five of Devin and Ashley, Chrissy and Ryan and Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike has been closer with Chrissy and Ryan, at least, you know, recently, it seems. So, you know, I think maybe Devin is worried about what happens at five. I would be.
I mean, has Dr. Mike been closer with Chrissy and Ryan?
But who knows? That, like, the thing about Dr. Mike, I guess, is that nobody really knows what his next move is.
Yeah.
Which is why it's crazy they didn't vote him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's an interesting endgame here. Now, for Ben, does he have any chance to put something together, or does he need some sort of immunity run here in the home stretch?
Well, we think he's winning, right? We all think Ben's winning.
Yeah, I mean, I think that based on what we, you know, if he gets there, he'll win. The question is, how does he get there?
But you think he's going to win.
I think that if he gets to the final three...
You're not answering my question, Rob.
Yeah, I would say that he would be my pick out of the five.
Yeah, mine too. So how does it happen? Does he win two immunities in a row, or...
He got closer tonight than he had been all season long.
Well, that's the thing. Chrissy's like, oh, we've got three shots to take out Ben.
He's heating up.
Yeah, you know, and like, look who the competition is. And plus, like, the challenges at the end are very different. You know, I think a lot of people win a bunch of immunities at the end. It's very common. Fabio won a ton at the end. Michelle won a couple right at the end. JT had not won an immunity until he went on a 3 immunity run streak right at the end of Token Chains. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really careless to count people out simply because they hadn't won immunities in the past. Yeah. I was really bummed. I mean, you're more bullish on Chrissy. I feel like I've been very open to her gameplay this season, but tonight I thought it was just really bad. You know, that scene where they're talking about Ben versus Ashley, and, you know, Chrissy says something along the lines of, I may just make, you know, they basically resolve to vote out Ben because Mike makes this impassioned speech about how Ben has a fervor or tenacity or whatever it is that transcends the game.
Yeah.
Ferocity
that transcends the game, like you.
Yes, like you too. We have a ferocity that transcends this podcast. And Chrissy says something like, well, I may just vote Ashley. I'm going to make a game time decision at Tribal. We'll see. Like, is that the worst thing you could say to an alliance? Like,
yeah, that's not good. And it's also that she did the same thing last week where that Dr. Mike couldn't get a straight answer out of her in terms of, are they going to vote against Lauren last week? That Ben had come up with the plan of, hey, me, Dr. Mike, Chrissy and Ryan, we should all blindside Lauren at that Tribal Council. And Chrissy was like, I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. And then that's when Ben said, or Dr. Mike said, I have to come up with a plan B here. And he went back and told Lauren about what was going on. So, Chrissy has been non-committal. And, you know, it's good to be in the middle of these things. But I think you want to be a little more direct when it's coming down to crunch time.
Well, and last week I even understood it more where she was trying to decide if she could trust Ben after all of the time he had betrayed her. This week where it's like with her core alliance, they come to an agreement. agreement as an alliance. And she's like, you know what? I may just screw you over later at Tribal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we'll see ultimately how that's going to go. We want to get your questions into the show. Hashtag RHAP for that. Get your questions here live with Stephen Fishback and I. Ryan is somebody that we have not talked a lot about in the post-merge game, Stephen, outside of when he had the idol. Do you feel like, is there a shot for him to potentially win this season?
No, it's kind of shocking how, just in terms of his story, Ryan has really become much more invisible. He was a much bigger character early on in the season, and it's really rare, right, to see the nerd character suddenly fade into the background. It's kind of a testament to what a good season this is, that, you know, the nerd character, who is typically a giant camera hog,
right,
somehow is not even, is like the, probably has the least airtime of anyone but Ashley.
Because typically the story would be you have the 22-year-old character of Ryan. He starts the season, I'm the nerd. What am I doing out here? I've never had a date. But then by the end of the season, we get the story of, but now I am a man. Now, right, I am like, now I am ready to take on whatever challenges life puts on in front of me because I've had this experience. He really has not had that arc.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Like, he had a lot of airtime up front to kind of establish that, and then it's been consistent.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, less, like, we've had fewer like awkward Ryan metaphors.
Mm-hmm. If anything, Dr. Mike has kind of gotten that.
Yeah. Dr. Mike has really like stepped into that.
Stole
into
his edit.
That episode.
Ryan should have voted out Dr. Mike, the merge.
Mike had it from the beginning, though. We talked about this in the premiere when I was ranting about how Dr. Mike, got the goofy music when he was looking for the idol. I was like, why do you always got to get the nerd, the goofy music? And, you know, you said you got to start somewhere, and, you know, before you can grow into a thing. But I feel like Dr. Mike hasn't grown. He too has just been consistently goofy.
No, he's had his share of the big moments in the season. Yeah. So he's been fun to watch.
Oh, my God. I love Dr. Mike. He's one of my favorites this year. I mean, we got a really good final five.
I love
five.
This cast.
It's a really good final five.
I've been very high on this cast from the get-go this season. And we've had a really fun group to watch. Stephen, let's talk about Ashley before we get to the questions. Where would we fault Ashley? What did Ashley do wrong these last couple of rounds?
I gotta say, I mean, I think tonight she was the one to put forth the best plan, right? She said, let's split the votes. Like, Ben might have an idol. Let's split the votes on Ben and Mike. That was the correct plan in my perspective. You know, Ben tries to start something with him, with her. She totally shuts him down, which I actually think is the right move. I know we all say, like, you know, you should always talk to everybody, but I feel like that could have really blown up for her. Where did she go wrong? You know, it's hard to say, like, not getting taken on the reward was bad. Like, somehow
can't control that. But I feel like, right, that when she was a really bad sport about it in terms
but
of
was she that she said like one kind of under her breath thing, like, oh, I see who makes the decisions over there. Like, is that, this doesn't seem like the nadir of sportsmanship.
Yeah. But I think it gave an opening for Chrissy to be like, oh, you see Ashley, see, oh, this is so Ashley. See what she does. Like, I think Devin might've been like, yeah, I know. Oh, she's like, she's totally like that. And that might've helped in flipping her to come over to Chrissy and Ryan. But I thought that she did do a bad job with Ben in terms of when it was just Ben and Chris, Ben and right, Ashley and Mike back at camp. And Ben was like, well, is there anything that we could talk about? Is there anything that I could do to work with you? She was still kind of like, well, no, you're going to go out and you're going to go next. I did love it when Dr. Mike said, or Ben said, well, who's the next target? I mean, besides you?
Yeah.
Well, but engage him in conversation so he's not out looking for the idol.
Well, yes. So he's not out looking for the idol.
In a frenzy of I'm next, I'm desperate.
But Ben is, yes, that's true. That's very true. Just to keep him calm. But Ben, we've seen, is like the guy who's going to like run over to the other group and be like, guess what they're saying? You know, they want to get you out. I don't think I would give Ben the opening. You know, if you say to Ben, who do you want to get out? Suddenly he's going over to Devin. Oh, by the way, you know, Ashley's talking about wanting to get you out. You know, I think
he's out.
Everyone is wary of Ben, and I don't think they want to. I mean, I of course, you know, like, here watching it, we'd be like, yeah, you got to give Ben the time of day. You got to, you know, you got to listen to him. And to your point, you know, just keep him involved so he's not running around looking for the idol. I mean, it really seemed, though, for Ashley, though, whatever she did to earn Chrissy's ire, right? Chrissy keeps saying, Ashley's gunning for me, so I got to get her out. We haven't really seen Ashley gunning for Chrissy, but maybe she was.
No. Okay. And I'm sure we will ask Chrissy tomorrow what her response is, or ask Ashley tomorrow what her response is to Chrissy gunning for her. All right. Before we get to our survivor question, Stephen, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, one of our friends over at canvaspeople.com. Stephen, how would you, I know you have the picture of me and you from the know-it-alls behind you, but how would you like to have some more Survivor know-it-alls art around your house?
Oh, I would like just pictures of you, Rob.
Just pictures of me. Well, canvaspeople.com, they've got a great offer for our listeners. They could turn any photo of us or anything, you and JT, Jeremy.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You and John Mish. So many different photos. They could turn them into beautiful canvas works of art. They've got a great offer for our listeners. Any photo, they can turn it into an 11 by 14 photo canvas.
Oh, that's a nice size.
Yeah, that's a good size, JP. Normally, an 11 by 14 photo canvas is $69.99 plus shipping. But for our listeners, they will do a special $0 pricing. That's right. Just pay the shipping. Comes out to less than $20. They're so sure you'll love their gorgeous canvases. They'll let you try the first one for free. Over a million satisfied customers at canvaspeople.com. To get this special offer, go to canvaspeople.com, upload your photo, select the 11 by 14 size, enter promo code RHAP in the promo code box to get that special $0 pricing. That's canvaspeople.com. Promo code RHAP.
I got to do this.
Steven, let's go ahead and get into some of the questions from the listeners. This is from Jonathan Dwyer. How in the world did Devin survive that? Looking at his face at Tribal, I 100% thought he was done. Did you think that Devin was going to be done tonight, Steven?
I mean, I think it would have been the correct move. Yeah, I think that would have been the right move, or Devin or Mike.
But the thing is, I think there's no coalition there between the group of, unless Dr. Mike is going to vote with Chrissy and Ryan potentially to vote out three. And then you don't know where Ben's vote is going.
And maybe the people don't just think of Devin as a threat. You know, Ben said to Devin, you know, what have you done over here? You know, from our perspective as viewers, we're seeing Devin's game unfold. We're seeing his confessionals. We're seeing how he's kind of manipulating all these people. But maybe the perception of him on the island is that he's still that goofball, which is, you know, he was crafting that perception deliberately, but maybe he's that's still the perception.
I mean, Ben openly asked at that tribal council, Devin,
what have you done?
And it wasn't like, it's like, what do you mean? What have I done? I've done everything. Yeah, right. He's like, I don't have to tell you what I did.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe no one thinks Devin is a huge threat. Yeah.
Interesting. So how about Trevor? What does Trevor have to say?
Trevor Hogg wants to know, Rob, Ashley seemed quite bitter against Devin. Did he lose Ashley's potential jury vote with his vote tonight?
I mean, I think that he potentially did. We'll see ultimately what is going to be the case. You know, they do have a long period to talk back at that, the way that they have this new jury format, which I believe they've said that they are going to be keeping this season. So he has the chance to win her back over. But, you know, she could go back to Ponderosa. And Steven, I know that you feel like one of the inherent flaws in the game, Ashley could be like, oh, you know, let me tell you another thing about Devin. He's a real piece of work, Lauren.
The game is flawed.
Yeah. And then, oh, Joe, did you know what else, Devin? He said that, you know, he thinks the blah, 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 blah. So who knows?
I mean, it's very possible that Ashley could go back to Ponderosa and cost Devin the game. She definitely looked salty. And I think, you know, I've always said that.
Not just because she's a lifeguard.
Yeah. That, you know, betraying your allies is much worse than you know, taking out your enemies and flipping back and forth is the worst thing you can do, because it does earn this ire that really goes beyond the sense of you beat me. It's like, you screwed me over. You used my trust against me. Flippers never win, Rob.
That's right. Steven, Amanda Fallon wants to know, who is the goatiest goat? Angie Kontz once coined the term goatential.
Goatential.
Yes. Who is the goatiest goat right now? I would have to say, I think it's Ryan. I think Ryan is the goatiest goat.
It's hard to tell between Ryan and Chrissy. right? Like, why? But it seems like people really don't like Chrissy.
But Chrissy, I think, could a little bit more point to that. Okay, I've won two immunities. I was, you know, I had my back against the wall. I think that she could articulate what she's done better than Ryan. I think that she's probably a losing finalist as well if she gets to the final three. But I think that she has a chance more than Ryan.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the ire towards Chrissy is greater than the ire towards Ryan. You know, we see, you know, for example, when Ben was trying to pull together his coalition last week, we, you know, Ryan was much more amenable to that. You know, he had many more problems with Chrissy. We see Ryan being more agreeable in conversations generally, where Chrissy is often a little more, obstreperous.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think that Chrissy has one vote on the jury, and that's more than I could say for Ryan. I think that she has the oft forgotten JP vote.
Why?
Because they were together the whole way.
Uh huh. Okay.
What you think? Who do you think JP's voting for?
I don't know. You can never know. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. I feel like that he is a Chrissy vote as you could get.
Okay.
He's solid. Well, Chrissy. Ryan, I mean, has anybody who's solid.
Well, it's very possible that JP will vote for Chrissy.
If he shows up for the final tribal council, if it's not mandatory, he might not be there. Okay. This is from Miriam White. If Devin makes to the final two, makes it to the final three, how does he convince the jury he deserves to win? Isn't he, in fact, a handsome goat at this point? I mean, I feel like that his best game move was flipping at nine with Lauren, but I'm not sure if Lauren owns that move.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is that you can run the game, but if nobody knows you're running the game, it doesn't do you any good at the final tribal, as I learned myself. But, you know, it's you really have to telegraph your moves to the other players and the jury. So it's that's one of the challenges of Survivor, is that, you know, part of getting to the end is hiding your moves, but part of winning the end is as people knowing. And there's a degree to which if you show up at the final and we're like, guess what? I masterminded everything. People aren't going to believe you, you know? Right. They're not going to buy, oh, yes, you did. You're absolutely right.
Because everybody in the jury is like, no, I was running everything.
Right, exactly, exactly.
But and if you, Ben has the easiest story to tell of everybody was trying to get me out and they didn't. I'm still here.
Yeah, and Mike, too, has the story of I was the last healer. I survived all this way. You know, y'all, you know, hopefully he's got the healer votes. So I really do think that Devin could have a difficult tribal council for that reason.
That being said, I do agree with what you were saying earlier that Ryan and Chris, if he's thinking about goats, if he is concerned and sort of in his head about, okay, well, who am I going to be able to beat? Ryan and Chrissy, that we've identified them as the people, the goatiest goats that are out there.
Yeah.
If that's how he's trying to set up his end game, then that was a good move, but at the expense of his tightest ally in the game, I'm not sure if it was worth it. I think he probably would have won against Ashley as well. I don't think he needed to get rid of her.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be really interesting to hear his perspective.
Yeah, because I think Ryan and Chrissy would turn on him down the stretch, where Ashley, I don't think, would have.
Right, right. Well, you know, but if the whole rest of the group is going one way, does it really serve Devin well to like put another vote on Mike if he knows Ashley's going home? I mean, maybe it does. Maybe it does, because then Ashley hits the jury feeling that he was loyal to her. Mm-hmm. What do you do? What do you do in that situation? You're Devin, Rob. Hey, Rob, you know, great hair. Mm-hmm. But your best ally is about to be voted out of the game. She's going to be on the jury. You can either vote her out and vote with the whole group, or you can vote with her, knowing that it might alienate you from the person.
Well, what's Ben doing? Why isn't Ben voting for Dr. Mike? If I'm voting for Dr. Mike, Ben is.
We're not talking about
Mike.
Ben. This is like you're Devin here. We're not talking. Mike is voting for.
But Ben is sitting next to me. If Ben is saying, "Hey, everybody, let's get
Ben
rid of
Dr. voting
Mike,
for Ashley."
Ultimately did, but he started off, "Hey, everybody, vote for Dr. Mike."
Ben is voting. We know that Ben votes for. You're confusing the issue here. The question is,
said I'm Devin. Don't I get a choice in what Devin does?
No. All right, you're no longer Devin. You're an abstract hypothetical.
Yeah.
What do you vote for? The person who is going home?
Honestly, I think it's probably better for Devin to It's hard to say. You know what? It's fine.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one because I mean the question is would Ryan and Chrissy turn on Devin after like, hey, what the hell? Why'd you vote for Ashley? Or could he just say like, oh, she's my friend. Like, you know, I couldn't do it.
But it's less about Ryan and Chrissy and more about Dr. Mike, right? Who's like, you wrote my name down. Like, I want you out next.
Mm-hmm. But what power does he have?
I don't know. He's one vote out of five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see. But even if he and Ben get together and say, okay, now that's two, we were voting for Devin. Can you get Ryan and Chrissy to turn on Devin at this point?
Probably. Why not?
Because Ryan and Chrissy are going to the final three with Devin. Why are they going to keep Ben in the game now?
Oh, Ben. Yeah. Sorry. There's another Dr. Mike.
Yeah. This is a tricky final five.
It's a tricky final five. It's a tricky situation.
Yeah. Let's talk about this next question. This is from Ashley. Wouldn't Ben actually keeping his idol a secret after the vote would have been more powerful? He could have blindsided a legit threat to him and gotten major resume points. He's a huge target regardless. Seems like he could have gotten more bang for his buck. Now, Steven, it depends on whether or not that right. The original plan of flushing the votes, the 2-2 potentially two, if that would have been a vote split, did that get called off by Ben playing his idol prematurely?
Right. I mean, they could have been, you know, voting for Ashley anyway and just trying to flush Ben's idol. It could have been a vote split. It's hard to say, you know, last week he did the thing where he pulled all the votes on himself and then blindsided the one person that he wanted to get rid of. So he like pulled that successfully last week. This week, you know, and ultimately it didn't have the payoff that he needed it to have, right? Which was the alliance turning on itself. Like that's mm-hmm. really what he needed. He needed to save himself and he needed to get that alliance turning on each other. Yeah. So this week he's I think trying to maximize the dissension element.
Yes. I don't want to be results oriented, but had he not pulled out his idol ahead of time and that 2-2-2 vote split, had that gone forward, well, I think it would have gone where, you know, Ryan and Chrissy are voting one way and Devin and Ashley are voting another way. Dr. Mike and Ben are doing this other thing. Well, Dr. Mike is like learns, oh, I wasn't even in on the plan for this vote split and I ended up getting two votes against me. So now he's extra pissed off at the other people, not at Ben. Ben is safe again and they have to ultimately decide. But then Dr. Mike goes home probably in that scenario. Is that better or worse? It's the same. It's the same. Got to feel like that. Got to get out the paper sometimes and think these things through.
All right. The Melissa Ball wants to know how many idols we played at the final five tribal council. Rob, is there another idol going to be in the game? There probably is.
Yeah. There will be an idol in action. I mean, go back to Millennials versus Gen X, where Adam Klein finds an idol at the Final Five. So, yeah, there will be an idol in play at Final Five. It's the last night an idol can be played. And so we'll see if that. Ben has a chance to find an idol. Ben has a chance to win immunity. And those seem like the two best options for him.
Those do seem like the best options.
I don't see a coalition forming for him.
If Ben finds an idol, he'll be one of four players to have found three idols. Four players to have found three idols, including
I believe
Ben,
it's
Tony.
It's Tony, Ty, and one other player, I think
one other,
it was.
It'll be one, a fourth player.
One other player, I think it was. What about Cade?
Cade wants to know, did Devin just lose the game during this tribal? He was in a strong position with Ashley, but he cut his closest ally and seemingly just lost a jury vote and helped Ben secure one. What is Devin's path to the end now? Great question, Cade.
Well, I think his path to the end is get to the end with Ryan and Chrissy. That's his path to the end. Step one, get Ben out of the game. Step two, don't get voted out at Final Four. Step three, get to the end with Ryan and Chrissy. Could Dr. Mike potentially beat Devin in the end?
I think so. I mean, if the healers vote for Dr. Mike, you know, Devin's got some people who are mad at him. You know, Lauren had a good thing with Dr. Mike. Ben had a good thing with Dr.
Mike. I don't think that after Dr. Mike threw her idol in the fire, she's going to vote for Dr. Mike.
Who knows?
You're right. But he has potentially the three healers plus Ashley, who, if she's mad at Devin and decides to go Dr. Mike, that's four votes already an 8-person jury, right?
And he's got a good story of I was the last healer. You know, all the healers were targeted early.
It's possible. It certainly is possible. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple more questions. Nathan wants to know, when it comes to the number of hidden immunity idols in a season, is 8 truly enough? Have there been 8 idols? Is that right? No.
God. This might be the most idol heavy season. Is this the idoliest season?
Have we had the most idols in this season? Okay. Are we counting things like the day one idol? That's a hidden immunity idol. That counts?
No, that does not count. Okay. That's a
seven. If that doesn't count, then we had Joe found 2, right?
Yeah.
Joe found
Ben
2.
Has 2.
Who else had 2?
Ben found 2. Mike had 1.
Mike had 1. And then
Ryan had 1.
Ryan had 1. So that's 6. Did anybody else have an idol this season? I don't think so.
6. No, I don't think so.
Let's not count the day one super idol or Lauren's advantage when Jessica took the advantage away or took a vote away from Devin. Let's not do that. Yeah. Okay, so 6, maybe 7, probably 7, definitely 7. Neil wants to know, why did Ben vote for Ash? He only needs Devin's vote for a tie. If they decide to go to Rocks, he's still safe. Whoever goes home, he's still at the bottom. Did we miss? Yeah, well, okay, this is interesting. So going back to what I was talking about of maybe Devin should have voted for Dr. Mike, what if Ben pushes for the rock draw here?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, we did see that Ben tried to talk to Ashley and got nowhere with her. So like you said, you know, maybe that was part of his motivation. If he thinks that Ashley is the person he's going to have the fewest inroads with, you can easily see why he'd want her gone.
Yeah. Although does that buy him anything? So if hypothetically he got the group to go to Rocks, then what? It's like that they're just going to get into an argument. I'm not necessarily sure. I think for Devin, he probably would have rather had Ashley just go home than potentially lose the game at Final 6 by drawing a rock for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the rock draw too, it almost like you lose the drama of your idol play. It's like, you know, you want that big dramatic moment as like a jury thing. But if like everyone else goes to Rocks, then it's like, your big moment gets like superseded by some other big moment.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more question, Steven.
John Densford wants to know, do you think everyone knew that Ben found the idol?
Well, yeah, that would be really anticlimactic if what we didn't see was like, hey, Ben, did you just find the idol? I'm like, nope. Like, everyone, I think Ben just found the idol again. Like, oh, man. But they did seem shocked when he took it out.
Yeah.
So
not Chrissy.
Yeah, she's like, maybe that was like, okay, not a big deal. We already know.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just another idol. It's already the 6th one this season.
I could. She really, really, had nothing. Yeah, that was impressive.
A real party pooper at the
party pooper.
All the excitement.
Yeah.
So we're gonna. Okay, we got one more question. Anessa, the great Anessa, wants to know: Ben needed Ashley and Mike. Why the hell was he targeting them? I'm missing something. At Rob Sister, help me understand. Steven, I think, is it fair to say that Ben is good at some things, but the sort of like strategic maneuverings are not maybe his top skill set in the game?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that is his real strong suit. Although, you know, I mean, he's great at camouflage. So that's up there. He's, invisible. He's also can't be seen by the human eye.
And to be fair, Anessa, I will say that Ashley, he tried. He did go to them and say, hey, let's do this. The three of us, let's make it happen. They're like, no, we're still voting you out tonight.
And like, like Mike Holloway, Ben was a part of the Biggest Alliance. In fact, he was the leader. He was the King Arthur of the Biggest Alliance for many of the merge votes. So it's not like this is some social pariah. This is a guy who brought together a couple of groups to create a really big alliance that stayed together for a while. And, you know, as with Mike Holloway, it's like sort of like, wait, how did you go from being with everybody to everyone hating you? And I wonder with Ben, if it's just that he's, you know, is Ben doing something wrong socially, or is he just such a big target that there's nothing he can do to get people to ally with him?
Yeah, I think it's probably more the second thing, you know, that, I don't know how great he is with the strategic part of the game, but a little bit, there's nothing that he can do. He's a big guy. He's out there. He is a very likable person and he has this great story. He pulled off the whole spy thing to a T. Everybody was giving him kudos about what a good job he did when he had to be the spy. I think he has a short fuse. And I think that that's probably one of his shortcomings. But I mean, the guy has not given up and he's persevered. And I think that that is going to be rewarded by this jury.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ben is going to win. Do you think he's got a winner's edit?
I mean, I think that that his story has been a good one, Stephen.
We've really seen a warts and all winner's story, though, if it is a winner's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, we've seen Ben's highs and we've seen his lows, which is nice.
Yeah, it's been a nice arc, Stephen. All right, let's see. Matt wants to know, in terms of potential to win the game, is this one of the strongest finale groups of contestants the show has ever had? Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really say that we have a super weak link going into the finale.
I don't know. In terms of potential to win the game, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think in terms of people who are playing hard, I think all five of these people for sure are playing hard, and it's really fun to watch. Potential to win the game, like, I'm not that bullish on Chrissy or Ryan, their potential to win the game. You know, have there been final fives that have been more stacked? I think so. You know, I think even within the last couple of seasons, you know, the final five of Survivor Cambodia, you had Jeremy, you had Spencer, you had Tasha, you had Keith Nail, and you had Wentworth. I mean, come on, let's be honest. If Keith Nail makes that finale, he has more potential to win the game than anyone else out there. So in terms of potential to win the game, I would put Cambodia above this season.
Okay. All right. Then Lisa is the fake immunity idol Chrissy received on day one out of the game. That was never a thing. That was that we got sold a bill of goods on that. Yeah. They told us, like, oh, maybe it's a fake idol now. You don't know.
Man, people have been waiting so long.
We bid
for
on
that
the fool's gold on that one. Yeah. They really told us a story and we bid it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about what else is coming up here on robhasawebsite.com, Rob has a podcast. On the Taryn Show, Zeke Smith, another one of our friends, Stephen, joined Taryn Armstrong to talk about life after Survivor. Great interview with Zeke on the Taryn Show. Of course, News AF with Tyson and Danny. We talked about a lot of huge news stories this week, including a object that has come into our solar system that could be alien in nature. Steven, for more on that story, check that out. Top Chef wrap up is back. Kurt Clark and Mike Bloom are joined by Haley Strong. Check out episode number one up on Wrap Ups, with episode two coming. And then, of course, we'll talk with Ashley on the exit interview on Thursday as well. And Jeremy Collins, the winner of Survivor Second Chance, joins me on Thursday to talk about everything from this season. Been a minute since we talked to Jeremy, so excited to catch up with him. And of course, voicemails with Mike Bloom. Get your questions in for that. Rob has a website.com/voicemail 323-282 RHAP. Or you can always email questions in for the voicemail or for Jeremy, survivor@robhasawebsite.com. Stephen, who'd you give the fishy to tonight? Ben again?
Well, you'll have to read the blog, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to get those clicks. Got to get those clicks.
Follow.
Pay for this lavish lifestyle. If I'm going to keep on having T-shirts that criticize your grammar, I'm going to need those clicks.
Follow at Stephen Fishback on Twitter and catch up with what he's thinking about that and find out who wins the fishy this week. Stephen, what else? What is
hashtag? Hashtag disaster artist. Disaster artist.
Disaster artist. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows, maybe the Oscar Luth award winning film.
You know what? If anybody else has Survivor movie mashups, I would love to. Please at me.
You
I would love to
listen
see
to
that.
The wand off if you want any music Survivor mashups.
No, I said movie.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, well, we already got the music covered.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Tony Vlachos award winning podcast. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, Stephen Fishback, so much fun to go through everything. Next week, I will be at the Survivor finale and I will be having all of the coverage from the red carpet talking with this final five. You'll be holding down the ship next week. Are you ready? Are you up for it?
I think so. I'm going to be at my future in-law's house, like whispering. So if you can't, you turn up your volume, because normally I'm very loud, but I'm going to be like, hey guys, what's up? That was a crazy finale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, be sure to check out Steven's coverage after the finale, 11:15 p.m. Eastern time for that. So we've got a lot coming up. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre.
Wait, are you announcing my co-host?
Yeah, Sophie Clark will be with Stephen Fishback next Wednesday night, assuming that we get all of her technical issues straightened out. We need to just have a call with Sophie between now and then. All right, and of course, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes as well. If you have any holiday shopping coming up, be sure to check out our links for all of our gift ideas and Amazon links. Rob has a website.com/gifts. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Surviving nowhere.